Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all the mirrors all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Beatles, music, wine, and then blue bump, and get on top.
The glory hole is like a dick theater. I've imagined your friends.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love. Hello, everyone out there in podcast land.
Hello, microphone people.
Yes.
Hello in there.
This is Mrs. Adam, and Mr. Adam is currently eyeballing his microphone trying to see you all.
I'm trying. I can't see it. It's a one-way looking glass.
Yes, it is.
Wait, I guess all looking glasses are one-way.
Except for the two-way mirrors.
That's why looking glasses are one-way. Holy shit, mind blown.
Okay.
Mind blown? Yeah. Great. English is going to be great for me tonight.
All right. This is going to be a great podcast for you guys.
Look, I've had a glass of wine today, and already I'm broken. And there's a bird out there that seems very angry.
Yeah, he's been angry all night. He's been going for hours, it seems like.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, welcome back to another episode of By the By.
Yeah, that's right.
And good luck hanging on this one.
Wow. You kept with us for 50 seconds. You're doing good. Well done.
Yay.
So I guess a little bit of housekeeping.
Uh-huh.
This weekend's a big weekend.
Yes, it is.
We have a SEITC class on blowjobs and cock massage.
So much fun. I love that one.
Yeah, it's going to be
awesome. I know it tortures you a little bit, but it's...
It tortures me a lot, but that's okay.
Still so much fun.
And it tortures me in so many wonderful ways.
So if you're in Sydney and you want to come to the class, not only to learn things, but also to watch Mr. Adam be tortured.
I'm pretty sure it's sold out already. Pretty sure there's that many people wanting to see me be tortured.
I mean, I guess it's a good thing, but yeah.
Yeah, it'll be Friday. And then thereafter, there's still a few tickets for Pendulum Party.
Yes. It's going to be a good crowd.
Yep. And if you don't get your tickets ahead of time, just come to the door, see if you can get in. Single guys, that's going to be a little harder because you have to be vetted ahead of time. Sorry, guys.
Yes.
A few bad apples ruin the entire bushel.
Yeah.
So it's going to be pretty fun. I'm kind of excited for this weekend. Then Saturday, Crisco Disco, which is put on by the genius behind Rule 34. I wish it was me. It is not. It's
gonna be a fun night.
It's gonna be awesome. It's an official party of Mardi Gras, I'm pretty sure. And if not, it fucking should be.
No, it is. I thought it was Mardi Gras site.
And so if you don't know what Mardi Gras is, so every year Sydney, this is the 40th year. Mm-hmm. But Sydney Mardi Gras is, LGBT pride, festival, I guess, is because it's there's a parade, there's fair day, there's all these parties of all shapes and sizes, from underwear and trunk parties to parties just for the ladies to it's just about everything. There was a party that I wanted to kind of go to that was a bear party, but they sold tickets out like really quickly.
Yeah, a lot of bears.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bears and those who love bears, mm-hmm. and I am. In the second lover. Category. Yeah. Yes.
Well, also, while we're talking about Mardi Gras parties, February 28th, it's a Wednesday, so get out midweek and have a little bit of fun. It's the Bedlam Cabaret.
Oh, yeah.
And they have a big Mardi Gras lineup, all kinds of really awesome performers. And
yes.
That's at Red Rattler.
Red Rattler in Merrickville. So definitely go. Tickets, I know, are selling out quickly for that.
I'm looking at the lineup now, and it's amazing.
Yeah, the lineup is fucking amazing. Unfortunately, we can't be there. It is a double-edged sword because we really, really, really want to be there, but we have tickets to see Book of Mormon.
That we had long ago.
Long before I think they even set the date.
Which is sad. I'm sad to miss this one, but if you can get out and see it, give us your feedback, because it looks like it'll be absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be great. What else do we have going on?
That's all for the month of February.
We will be at the Mardi Gras parade. Yes. I am sure of that.
Yes.
The question is where. We still don't know.
Yeah.
But if you're going to the Mardi Gras parade, please let us know, and we'd love to catch up with you.
See if we can meet up at some point. Yeah.
Even if it's just for a drink or whatnot, and then we've got an after party that we're trying.
Well, we've been lazy and haven't really done much with that, but some friends of ours are going to one, so we're going to see about tickets for that. We've just been lazy.
Yeah. Lazy. Yeah, we've just been lazy. In the past 10 days, we've been home before 10 o'clock or before midnight once.
That's true.
I would not define us as lazy.
Well, I would say lazy in the respect of we have not really investigated any post-Mardi Gras parade activities too thoroughly.
Fair enough. That is an accurate statement. because we have too much shit going on in the present.
Yes.
But we'll
do something.
Yeah. So it's going to be great. I'm really excited. I'm really excited for Mardi Gras this year.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What else do we have? We have some vacations coming up.
We do. So October, we've got the week at Passion in Paradise up in Far North Queensland, which is going to be so much fun.
Yeah, Far North Queensland.
F and Q. And we were looking at the themes for that tonight, because the themes have just recently come out for their parties and things, and that's going to be fun.
Yes.
I mean, it's always fun to get dressed up and especially interact with sexy swinger people and stuff like that.
And we've already decided that we're going to push a couple of boundaries. I mean, I think that our listeners would be disappointed in us if we didn't push boundaries.
Yeah.
But there may have been some talk with Lolo Lady and the Ginger Tramp about maybe the four of us pushing some boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
We want to scare the vanillas.
Yay,
we have help
pushing boundaries.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else do we have? We have found the... Are you sure those were the
year?
Desire Takeover for this year?
Yes, it says okay. November 3rd through 10th, 2018.
Woohoo.
Swing Set Takes Desire. So we were just looking tonight because the Passion themes came out, so then we started wondering, what about Desire? What about when we go there?
Yes, yes.
And so I got on Twitter.
Is there any way we can double up?
Yeah. And yeah, because it's going to be a lot of costumes, which is fun.
We're going to have like steam trunks that we're taking to the States.
I know. It's going to be worse
expensive
than last time we went.
It's going to be like when we moved over there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. It's fine. Maybe we'll just ship it ahead of time and just have it delivered to Desire.
That would be great. Yes, this is for Buy the Buy. Is there a buy the buy here?
So the theme nights for that, I mean, they just look amazing. And one of them is one that you've been talking about for a while, trying to get Lawrence to do it or somebody to do a party.
Yes. I'm so excited.
So they have, of course, Pride Rainbow / True Colors.
Which I am so excited for.
Yeah.
I have no idea what I'm going to do, but it's going to have to be epic. If anybody out there in podcast land has suggestions for any of these.
Yeah.
Please tweet us, email us, Facebook us. Let us know what your ideas are.
We've got tons of time, and we're happy to take suggestions. We've got a few ideas, but it's always great to brainstorm.
Yes, and we're more than willing to put work into it.
And some people are a lot more creative than me, so that's a good thing.
Yes, except for sexually. There's few people as creative as you sexually.
Mm. Well, unfortunately, I guess that could show through in some of these, but anyway. So the next one this is the one that you've been wanting somebody to do, is Fractured Fairy Tales or Perverted Disney.
I'm so excited.
Well, you always said Dirty Disney, but
yes.
Same thing.
I don't know what I'm going to do, but it's got to be great.
It's got to be epic.
I've got a couple of ideas.
Yeah.
But so one of my ideas, should I go ahead and
No.
All right.
I mean, unless you really, really want, because we don't know what we're going to end up doing.
No.
All right, let's talk about it.
I was going to say,
we could
do some brainstorming now.
Yeah, let's do it.
So I was thinking, for me, Lumiere.
Uh-huh.
Because I've seen some awesome stuff where you can build candlesticks and have one on my head and have one on my penis.
On your dunk,
yeah. So that would be one of his candles.
That's cool.
I like that. Full body in gold.
Mm-hmm.
It would have to be airbrushed gold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That could be fun.
I think that would be fun because Lumiere was also a player.
Yes.
Plus, most recently, he was played by Ewan McGregor, mm-hmm. who massively crush-worthy.
Mm-hmm. And the cute little bartender down in Melbourne said you looked like him.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Right?
See?
And then there's the whole, I think Jerry Orbach played him on Broadway or in the original Disney musical. And Jerry Orbach, I mean, come on.
Yeah, so that's going to be a fun one. Again,
anyway, I think that would be good.
Yeah, so if anybody has...
Do you have any ideas for you?
I have no idea for me. I've not really thought about it a whole lot. I mean, we just found out. I mean, I know you've been talking about this one.
I was going to say, found out. I've been talking about it for years.
But I don't really... I don't think about myself, so I don't know.
As she says, as she gropes her breasts from across the table. I don't think about myself. I just touch myself.
Yeah, see?
There you go. I don't want anybody else. Just me.
Yeah. So we'll have to, we got tons of time to work on these. Yeah. Horny Holidays.
Yes.
Yeah.
That one, I think, is difficult.
That one's hard.
Yeah. Cause,
well, especially because the big holidays, there's so many sexy costumes out there already, which I was kind of like, well, that gets kind of cheesy and whatever. But then I started thinking that this is before you go wherever you're going.
Okay.
I was also thinking that because it is the swing set crowd, it's a bit more kink. And so maybe we can go a bit more kink with it instead of just sexy.
Yes. And I think what we should do is pick like the most arbitrary day.
Like President's Day and Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky.
Or Arbor Day.
Yeah.
What are you? Wood. That is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we should just pick some arbitrary Flag Day. And then see.
Mm-hmm. See who gets it.
See what we could do. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because I think that could be fun.
I was going to say, if we got like some really arbitrary Australian holiday, nobody'd have any idea.
Well, yeah, but
that's not fun because we want one that people could possibly recognize.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed. So, yeah. We could go, we could go as, I could be a pilgrim and you could be a turkey and I could just do nothing but stuff you all night long. Yep. Wine almost got spit onto the microphone. What you doing? Stuffing my turkey. Yeah. You like that? Gobble, gobble, bitch.
I actually do like that one.
I got something for you to gobble. Oh, I learned today. Lolo Lady told me on the phone today that in Australia, to turkey slap somebody is to take your junk and smack it against their face.
I have never heard that phrase before.
I had never heard that either. And she learned
But
me
it
that.
Makes complete sense.
Does it?
Yeah.
Because
think about, you know, the penis and the balls and what that looks like. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess it does sort of look like a
like
turkey.
Gobble gobble?
I guess. But yeah, so that falls into our... Yeah.
All right.
See, we might do Thanksgiving
All right.
Day.
So we might do Thanksgiving, yep.
I'll be an inappropriate pilgrim. I mean, right there, I could be a pilgrim to your motherland. See, it works on so many levels. We just got to get a big feathered dress for you kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, see, there you go.
All right. We'll have to work on this. Okay. We're only three nights in. I mean, come on. There's seven of them here. Stage and screen.
I'm so excited for that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many trillions of things we could do.
Yes.
What we need to do is that we need to narrow it down first to, like, each of us needs to write out our 10 favorite movies.
Mm-hmm.
Then we need to combine those, collate them.
Well, stage and screen, so it could be musicals and things as well.
Oh, dear Lord, that's even harder.
I know,
and
see?
Television. Oh, God, this is going to be...
that one's pretty wide open.
I'm getting Disney. I'm getting dizzy now. See, I can't even say dizzy.
Yeah, that one's pretty wide open.
One glass of wine, people.
So we have a lot of room to play on that one.
Oh, jeez.
Alt history / steampunk. We already have a good idea for that one.
Which steampunk, it just excites me as well. I want to do something really dark. We need to contact Gallery Serpentine and go shopping there.
Yes, we do. Yes. This is going to get expensive.
That's why we have 6 months to pay for it.
Bods in Space.
Bods in Space.
Yeah, that one's hard for me. I have no clue.
Yeah, that'll be great. We'll do something alienish.
Yeah, we'll figure that one out. Heroes and Villains.
I'm excited for that one as well because I've always wanted to do like a serious cosplay.
Uh-huh.
But I've been thinking about this. I would almost like to pull something from video games.
Okay.
Like do a video game hero and villain. Both of us sort of a pair. We need to find a good female. Like, See, the problem is, I think you, as the hero Samus from the classic mm-hmm. video game series, would be badass, but then there is no other humanoid character unless I go as a Metroid, which would be difficult to do, but not impossible.
We're going to ship a steam trunk full of stuff over there, so we could work on this.
It would be difficult, but not impossible. Yeah. I've got an idea on how to make a Metroid
character. We could work on this. We're going to have so much costume stuff.
We need to go to...
Fortunately, we don't have to wear a lot of clothes the rest of the time, so our entire suitcases will be costume.
Exactly. What we need to do is go to the Comic-Con down here and just see people, just to get ideas of what is possible. Mm-hmm. Or just search, I guess, on the interwebs. But it's always nice to,
it's fun to see people person, do it. Yeah. That's all of the swing set ones. And then the next week is...
Hosted by...
C&D, Swinging Down Under.
Swinging Down Under, and We Got a Thing.
We Got a Thing. Those ones, we have beginnings of for most of them, I think, when I was glancing through. So you've got nautical-themed, white attire, a white knight, tropical Latin... Little red dress, so sexy, sensual red, neon. Of course, we do enough glow parties. We've got glow parties. Tons of stuff for that.
You've got a pretty
and I have
red
a
dress.
New, I have a new skirt for that one.
You do
that. I just got this past weekend. We'll talk about that momentarily. Lingerie, lipstick, lingerie. So those ones will be a little bit easier because
I don't know how I'm going to fit in your lingerie.
Uniforms as well. Yeah. Oh, I got that uniform one that I got last time we went to Passion.
Oh, my God. That's right. That one is adorable. The little Amelia Earhart one.
Yes, that'll be cute for that one.
That'll be great. Yeah.
So we've got beginnings for most of those. The swing set ones are going to be much more involved, I think, just because we do enough of those types of themes with OSS and local parties around Sydney. I love how Australians do their whole dress-up party things.
They love dress-up parties.
It's amazing.
Well, they don't do Halloween, so they do it every month.
True, fair
throughout
enough.
The year.
But it's so much fun to go to these dress-up parties.
I would say a third of the, or two-thirds maybe, of the even house parties that we've been invited to were dress-up. Out of the last two weddings we've been to, half of them were
dress
costume.
Up. Yeah.
I mean... Yeah. I guess when you say it that way, half of the weddings we've been to in Australia were dress-up. I mean, we've only been to two, but, you know, fuck you. So that's it, people. Invite us to your weddings.
Exactly.
We are great at weddings. Grandmothers love me.
Hey, I learned something at the first wedding we went to about how Australians do weddings.
What was that?
The couple standing in front of us.
Oh, yeah, where he was clearly fingering her through the wedding.
So it was an outdoor wedding. It was in a garden-y park kind of thing. So everyone was standing up. There weren't any real chairs. Or there might have been a few for a couple folks, but most everybody was standing up. And we were towards the back. And there was a couple. We learned later they had not been together for very long. But either way, I don't really care.
No, they were still in the limerence phase of the relationship.
During the wedding, he lifts up her dress and sticks his hand underneath. And he's very clearly fingering her.
Look, what I like to think is he was having trouble hearing the preacher speak. So he was lip reading.
And that was the first wedding we went to in Australia. So I looked over at Mr. Adam and I was like... Is that normal? So then we leaned over to our Australian friends that we were with, and we were like, is that normal?
And they were like, yeah, in Australia, everything's done down under, mate.
Can you do that at a wedding? That's kind of awesome.
I looked at you, I was like, quick, take your pants off.
That was fun.
It was awesome.
So that was the first wedding, and then the second one was a dress-up wedding.
Yeah.
I just love how people just have fun with things and, you know, don't be so... serious.
No, why so serious?
Yeah, so it's good. We have a pretty
God, heroes and villains. You could be Harley Quinn. I could be the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's not a video game, but it is a video game, but it wasn't originally... I'm sorry. I'm just all excited.
You're so excited now.
It just hit me. I don't know how I'm going to get green hair, but... You know.
So if anybody wants to come join us at Passion, Desire, because these sound just amazing. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited for all of these dress-ups, for all of the sexy times.
So if you're around and you're interested, contact us, contact any of the organizers. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great, great time.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's all of our front-end stuff, 18 and a half minutes into the podcast.
Yeah.
Woof.
Yes.
I am excited.
I am too.
I'm trying to keep it all together, but because it's still 6 months away.
Yeah, that is. All right, so let's go through some of what's been happening because we had some exciting stuff this past weekend.
Yeah, we had some exciting stuff the weekend before, but that's been like the weekend before, so I don't really remember all the stuff that we did. Yeah.
Well, this weekend we went to see Empire Strips Back.
We did, and I didn't think I would like it.
Right, it was really good, actually.
Yeah, typically burlesque can bore me, because I like, so take another step back from that, always going to strip clubs bores me.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, I see enough naked women just in my normal day-to-day life that to see a woman and a pole doesn't really do much for me. Now, if she has been one of those ladies that is like really competitive and can do all the neat, interesting pole dancing stuff, then I'm like, oh, this is really entertaining. Yeah. But after the third woman that gets up and does that, I'm like, okay, bored now. So burlesque tends to be the same way for me. At about the third or fourth person who performs, mm-hmm. I'm like, there's not much new you can do. You're slowly taking your clothes off in a interesting way, but yeah. It's still, yeah. This surprised me.
Yeah.
This was good. I mean, when the first person out on stage is a lady dressed as Luke Skywalker on a tauntaun,
mm-hmm.
and when I say on a tauntaun, I mean literally it was a tauntaun.
Yeah.
And it walked.
Yeah.
And she jumped off of it, and at one point she killed it, and mm-hmm. then she cut it open, and she wrapped herself seductively in its innards. And I thought to myself, I'm going to like this show.
Yeah, yeah. It was surprisingly good. It was, and there were so many parts to it that, you know, just as soon as you start to think, oh, maybe they'd do something different, and it was just, it always kept your interest.
Something out of left field, yeah. Something completely different. And it was absolutely amazing. The Jabba the Hutt was on stage mm-hmm. at one point, which life-size Jabba the Hutt, which mm-hmm. was badass.
Yeah, because yeah. One of the dancers was like climbing on him and
yes.
stuff.
Yeah, because she was Princess Leia uh-huh. chained to the
yeah.
to Jabba's thing.
Yeah.
Then there was the Luke Skywalker washing his land speeder.
I loved that.
Was very clever, very
yes.
well done. Yeah, the whole thing was surprisingly mm-hmm. entertaining. We went with a couple of friends. That was fun as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, highly recommend that. If you have an opportunity to see it ever, go see it.
And I even think the MC, in between scenes, did such a good job.
And that's a hard job.
That's a hard job, but he did so well at controlling the crowd, but at the same time keeping everyone involved.
Yes, and entertained.
Yes.
So...
And that's tough.
Yeah, especially when the people are there to see naked people mm-hmm. or people getting naked, and you've got this kind of bigger guy come out on stage and
he's completely dressed,
yeah. and he's dressed in theme and character, and he's yeah. sort of playing that character in theme, but to do it very funnily. And I'm often reminded of, there's two great magicians, Lance Burton and Mack King, who mm-hmm. both grew up in Kentucky. So their first paying jobs as magicians was in Louisville, Kentucky at strip clubs. So as the girls would go off stage and then the next set of ladies would be ready to come onto stage, their job was to entertain the crowd. And so you think about that.
Wow.
They're magicians in a strip club.
Wow.
And their job is to entertain the crowd while the ladies are changing out and changing, you know, coming back on stage. That's a hard
yeah.
job to do. And once you can be successful in doing that, there's not much you can't do.
Yeah.
So watching him made me think of that. I was like, well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. So, that was cool.
Yeah.
And then after that, so we went straight from Empire Strips Back to our secret spot where C&D were visiting
yes.
for the weekend.
Yep.
So they had come to the club, and we stopped in and visited for a bit. Really good to see them again.
Yeah, it was good to see them. It was, you know, it's funny. We don't talk to them nearly as much as I would like to, or we should probably. But, it was good to see them and kind of catch up. And
Yeah,
it's always nice to meet people or see people that you actually like. Look, we actually like a lot of people, but I'm getting the face. Like, don't say things like that. But, yeah, it was really enjoyable.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so we stuck around there for as long as we could physically stay awake.
Yeah, at some point I think I was about to crash.
Yeah, and then we bailed because we were both about to pass out.
Yes, yes.
So that was very much a pants-on night, unfortunately.
It was. Yeah, unfortunately.
But we did, you know, there was a couple of Twitter followers that are both followers of us and Swinging Down Under. So that was nice to talk to them and, you know.
Yeah, they're nice folks.
Put faces to usernames and whatnot. So that was fun. Yeah.
And then Saturday, because there's no rest for the wicked, we got up and went to Studio Kink.
Yeah, we got up very early for their buy, swap, sell.
Quote-unquote very early.
It was very early on a bloody Saturday. I was up by 8.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, on a Saturday when you made it home at like 2:30.
Yeah, fair enough. So they had a buy, swap, sell thing going on down there. Which we went down.
To add to that week before.
Oh, yeah.
So, really weird. We hadn't gone to Studio Kink ever. Mm-mm. We were there last
Tuesday,
the Tuesday ago. We went to every 6 months they do an art gallery sort of display kind of thing where they have local queer and kinky artists put up their works. And
some of it was amazing.
Some of the stuff is epically amazing. And so, you know, of course, podcast listeners may remember we're still looking for a kinky piece of art that were to put over our bed. Mm-hmm. I found the piece that I absolutely wanted and it wasn't for sale.
Because it's part of their personal collection. Because it's part of
Studio Kink's perfect personal collection.
Yeah.
And that's a big boo because I really, I would have bought that. Yeah. Like, because I have an idea about how much it's worth.
Yeah.
I would have bought it. So that was kind of a bummer, but it was great to see, you know, LH Art.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is it. There was a few pieces by Amy Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful stuff, beautiful work. I'm trying to think of Ethan Strange.
I was going
to
say, that was, the other one that we really liked.
That was another one.
That was the dark one
dark, so, it was Final Fantasy meets The Matrix, meets Fallout, meets anime.
Yeah.
And I know that people out there are going, what the fuck are you talking about? It was really dark, twisted, but thought-provoking. I really, really loved the works. Yeah, so a lot of stuff that we really, really liked. It was so much fun. I can already say, without a doubt, if at all possible, we'll be there
in 6 months when they do it again. In 6 months
when they do the next one, and then the next one, et cetera, et cetera. So we'd been there last Tuesday, and then we went on Saturday, and it was all shopping.
Yeah, it was good. So I found a little skirt that I can use for glow parties, because sometimes the hard thing for me with glow parties is sometimes we'll do sexy, you know, sexy, white, whatever kind of things. But more often than not, we just have fun with it and we go goofy and kind of cheesy stuff. And it's a lot easier for me to find tops and to figure out what to do with the boobs in the upper part of me than it is for the lower part.
I'm just the opposite. I don't know. I'm not really sure what always to do with your boobs, but I know what to do with the lower parts.
Yeah. But yeah, so it was good to find a skirt that I can use in a number of different ways for glow parties. We also got a really pretty, like a chainmail piece.
Oh, dude.
I wouldn't call it a harness necessarily, but it's cross between a harness and a necklace, maybe?
Yeah, it's a necklace.
Yeah.
Nick Arnas. It's a Nick Arnas.
Okay, there you go. I was going to say, I don't know what to call it, but a Nick Arnas? Really pretty.
It's beautiful.
And I'm really looking forward to wearing it with my latex kilt. Maybe I should do that for Pendulum.
Holy shitballs, you should do that for Pendulum.
I hadn't figured out what I was going to wear for Pendulum yet, but maybe I'll do that.
Do that. Yes.
Okay, that's it. That's what I'm wearing. Yes.
By the way, if you want to see a picture of the piece of jewelry that she's wearing, if there's an up close picture, that's on Twitter. That I'm going to pair it with the
podcast.
The podcast that we release this week.
Yeah.
So if you want to see it, that's the picture there on the Twitterverse.
Yeah. So that was exciting. So we got a few things like that there. So that was good, and it was just good to kind of walk around and see what all there was and talk to people. You know, general stuff. It's good afternoon there. And then that night we had a sexy couple date. Do we want to talk through this?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Because this was exciting. So this was, I'm going to say, a long time coming, long as of relative terms. But it was a couple that we met and played with. Well, okay, now let's go back a bit. We actually, we had met her at the club once or twice before.
Like a year ago. It's been ages.
I would have said within 6 months or so. She was at the club once or twice as a single woman, and then she
And we were always interested in her. It was just, we never, our paths would cross, and then they would
Circumstances not, just didn't work for play.
Just the way they are.
Yeah, and then New Year's, she was there with a partner, and she was part of the
It was seven of us.
One, two, three couples and a single. So, yeah, sevensome that ended up on the orgy room bed for most of the evening. There were some that came and went as well.
Is that a heptorgy?
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 I don't know.
Because a heptagon is seven-sided. So, heptorgy. Heptorgy?
I think you need the T in there.
Heptorgy. Hepsum. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Yes, and there were others, of course, that came and went within that seven, but there was a core group of seven people that, I mean, we played for, it felt like 5-6 hours. I don't know how long it actually was.
We did play for like 5-6 hours. Hashtag heptorgy.
I mean, there were a couple water breaks in there, but yeah.
But we always came back for more.
Yeah.
And at one point, I just remember the seven of us just sort of cuddling on the bed.
Because you need a break. I mean, come on.
But we were just cuddling and talking. It was great.
Yeah.
So anyway.
So they were part of that. And ever since New Year's, we were trying to get back together with them. And again, schedules, it's hard when you get four people and whatever. So we finally were able to catch up with them on Saturday. And so we decided that we're going to go for a dinner date and then have them back to our place.
Well, let's back up just a second because...
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, you know where this is going. Yeah. So my beautiful wife, Mrs. Adam, if you will, messages them and basically... I'm cutting to the chase, but you basically said
there were a lot of messages before though. This wasn't the first one.
Right. Well, we knew that we were getting together with them.
Yes.
Not sure what's going on out there. I'm gonna check.
There was
those
a
out.
Big crash, and now there's some like.
I do believe there's a baby hurting upstairs. I think there was a baby that fell off of a bicycle on the balcony above us.
Oh.
They are still safely on the balcony above us, but yes.
Okay. Anyway. Well, they'll be fine.
We'll fix this in post. So this, granted, there was a lot of back and forth messages.
We knew that we were going to dinner.
But you basically messaged them and said, and I'm reading between the lines here, are we going to fuck?
No, what I said, we can pull it up exactly, but it was basically, I'm just going to address the elephant in the room. Are you expecting play? Because if you are, then we need to meet at a restaurant near your place or near our.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Our place, not in the middle, where then it's, oh crap, where do we go?
Yeah, what did I just say? I read between the lines, are we gonna fuck?
But that's what I said, and then somebody else then sent a gif of an elephant, and it started down the gif path for a bit.
Yes.
Which,
you know, and then finally you were like, God, give me a break. Are we gonna fuck? And it was very clear.
Everybody was on board with that.
We were fucking. Yes. So we met near our place and had a lovely dinner with them.
We did. We had a lovely dinner at a bar that we used to frequent, and I'm going to interject a little story here. Right. So there's a bar that we used to frequent.
Well, everybody
a lot.
Knows the name of the bar. We've talked about it.
Yeah.
And it's the Crowbar.
Yeah. And we've not been as much lately because we've just been all over the place and so freaking busy that we've not gotten there as much recently. And so during dinner, you and her went up to the bar, I think, to actually order food after we'd had a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
While you were up at the bar, this guy comes up to me, and he's like, hi, it's so good to see you again. It's been so long. I didn't recognize him. I have no idea who he was. And I was just like, oh, hi, and, you know, trying to play it off. And about maybe 30, 40 seconds later, a little bit of back and forth, he's like, you have no idea who I am, do you? I was like, no, I don't. And you were still up at the bar. And so he was like, he kind of started trying to refresh my memory. I had no idea who he was.
Because we were all wasted that
night. We were. And so then you
came. I do remember him, but I've talked to him since then, though.
Okay. But then you came back during that. And as you walked by, you were like, hey, man, how's it going? Sit down, continue conversation with the other two. And I was trying to get back to conversation with the other two, but he just kept talking. And he was like, oh, He's pretty cool about all of this. And I was like, yeah, it happens. And
about all what?
I think because, you know, apparently what had happened, I put together, was we had been there one night. There was a big party at the bar, and we all got fucking wasted and thought it was a great idea to go to another bar and kept drinking. And I'm going to assume I made out with him.
You did not make out with him.
Well, then what was the big deal?
I don't know, but I know you didn't make out with him.
Was there just a lot of flirting then?
There was a lot of flirting between the entire crew that night.
I don't know what his deal was then. I just assumed I made out with him.
No, you did not make out with him.
Okay, so whatever.
This is the greatest part of our podcast ever. No, you did not make out with him. You know why I know you didn't make out with him?
Why?
It's because he and I sat in the corner and talked about how he needed to get out and experience life because he was coming out of a bad relationship. And I was like, dude, you just got to grab the world by the ears and, like, just go for it. Because, you know, I was fucking wasted and surreally, I don't know. I was checking out the Surreal Estate. So, uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, you need to, it's all right. And he was getting, like, emotional. I'm like, it's okay, man. You're allowed to be emotional. Like, the world doesn't let men be emotional, but you should take it. And you're emotional. And I gave him a big hug, and we hugged for a long time, and then that was it.
Well, then I don't know what the hell he was talking about.
Because that's how the night ended.
Okay.
Because I remember I was drunk, but I can still remember most of that night. You were blitzed.
Yep.
And he was right around where you were.
Yeah, yeah. I remember going to the second bar, but that was about it.
Yeah, we played pool there.
Yeah, no, I remember that. But yeah, no.
You did get propositioned that night.
I did. But the way he was talking, I assumed that we just made out or something. Because I was like, I don't know. Sorry, but I'm not really interested tonight. We're on a date with these people. Let's get back to these people.
But back to these people.
Yeah.
I did feel a little bad that we kept talking to everybody who would walk into the bar because we knew everybody.
Yeah.
And it had been a long time since I'd been in there. I hadn't been in there this year.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was fun.
It was fun.
It was fine. So yeah, we wined and dined them at mm-hmm. the bar, and then drove
back
to our
here,
place. And
had
then,
a bottle of wine on the patio,
yeah.
And that was nice.
I thought it was very clever of you because, you know, of course we sit down. You sit down next to your partner.
Yeah.
You got up, went to the bathroom. Somebody else went up to get to the bathroom. Come back here, like, all right, let's trade spots. Let's sit down to next to other people's.
Let's fix it up. Yeah.
And so she and I sort of got immediately cuddly. I like her because she's like you. She mm-hmm. likes to touch and she wants to be touchy. You two were sitting across from us, weren't nearly as touchy.
I'm curious because, so admittedly, on New Year's, I think just because of placement and how it was, I played with him some, but not a lot. And so he doesn't seem as naturally touchy. And maybe he is once you get to know him.
Maybe, yeah.
But I feel like we had had more interactions with her than I had had with him until Saturday. Then there was lots of interacting.
Yes, there was.
But yeah, it was really nice to sit on the balcony, have a bottle of wine, and just kind of start the cuddling and everything.
Yeah, and that was nice because, again, she's comfortable with touch, and that was nice. And we come back in here, and yeah, and then we went back in there and
to the bedroom.
One thing led to another, and then poof, everybody's clothes were gone.
Yeah.
And I, in a very un-me-like fashion, mm-hmm. was very aggressive
mm-hmm.
because I immediately, once we were all naked, I basically threw her down on the S.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, because you guys went to the S and we were on the bed, and he pretty quickly situated me to where I was laying back on the bed.
Yes.
Because our bed's double high, so it's that great height for oral and doggy and everything.
Our bed is great for everything.
But yeah, so he put me back on the bed and pulled me to the end so that he could start going down on me.
Yeah.
And he was... So what you were saying last time about girls being too gentle
mm-hmm.
when they're going down on you, and, you know, you like the ferocity and everything, he was that way. So he was like, he just would get in there, and that's how you do.
Yeah.
And it's nice because some guys are just kind of, they're too gentle. They kind of pussyfoot around
so,
it, and no pun intended. But, like, Yeah, he was good.
Let's use their phrase, because he had a great phrase for it. Do you remember the phrase? Because it was late, and again, we were a little
tipsy.
I know
we talked about it, but yeah. No.
So he said he goes down on a woman like a bulldog eating porridge. If you don't have wetness and slop going everywhere, you ain't doing it right. And I mean, I just countryed it up a bit, but yeah, that's basically what he said. And I was like, that dude, I want that on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I'll go down on you like a bulldog eating porridge. I think that is on my next t-shirt. Yeah. I need to get a bunch of these t-shirts made so that when we go to Desire, I can wear the t-shirts during the day. And I want basically all the quotes from us on t-shirts. We should totally do that, actually, yeah, now that should. I'm saying this.
Yeah.
And then on the back, we just do nothing but hashtag by the by podcast.
Yeah. There you go.
Anyway, sorry. That was awesome. So, yeah, so I throw her down on the S, and I work my way down her, and every time she tries to fight, I'm, like, pushing her back down, and then I grab her by the leg and jerk her forward. It was great.
I did see you jerk her forward,
I was like, at one point I thought, who am I?
I know.
So, yeah, and then she is a biter.
She's a biter.
And a scratcher, and a, like, highly, like, I still have a mark on my neck, and it's Monday,
mm-hmm.
and this was Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It is fortunately very well placed that when I have a button up on, it's hidden.
Yeah.
But when I have a t-shirt on, the world sees it. So, but I like to think of it as this was fun.
It was a really good night. Really enjoyed it. In a strange twist for us, there was not really... And I don't really know why, but for some reason it was very, I'm going to say, full swappy.
Yeah, it was very hetero.
Yeah, and that there wasn't much bi play at all.
Yeah.
Because
I know you two, she's bi, you're bi. I think he's bi accepting.
Yeah, but I don't.
I might be a little bi. I haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah, we're still working on that one. Yeah, we'll get there one day.
As I say this, as I'm texting two boys right now as we speak.
I don't know. I mean, again, it just was. It's just how the night worked out.
Yeah.
And that's not to say another time it might not be different or whatever. But it was after the fact. I was like, huh, we pretty much just like paired off and stuck with what we had.
I think what happened was when I put her on the S and he put you on the bed, that right there split
separation.
Us. And so it put us at a different, because we move at different rates.
Yeah.
And so that put us in a different space.
True.
So, yeah.
True.
But it was great.
Again, I was having a lot of fun with him, and I just didn't really even think, I was paying attention a little bit here and there to what you guys were doing, but not like, ooh, let me get up, but go over there and join them, kind of, Yeah.
Hopefully they enjoyed it as well. I thought it was a blast.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a really good night.
Yeah. So then we
followed up with Faraday.
And so, because who fucking needs to sleep? This is why I have wrinkles. Like, I didn't have wrinkles 6 months ago. And now, because we have no sleep at all. So we get up early-ish again the next day for Fair Day.
Sydney Mardi Gras kickoff.
Which is, the official opening to Mardi Gras. What the fuck is wrong with me? To Mardi Gras. I'm just, now I'm at a wine and a half of beer, and I can't say Mardi Gras. I'm broken. So the official opening to Mardi Gras, we got there, it opened at 10, but I think we got there around 11:30, noon o'clock. Yeah,
probably about 11:30, noon. Because I was trying to get there a bit earlier, but admittedly, we woke up at 10, and I was like, we're not going to be there by 11.
No.
That's not happening.
But we threw ourselves together pretty quickly and got out there. So
it's at for those who don't know what it is and aren't in Sydney.
Yes. I'll let you.
So basically, Faraday, like Mr. Adams said, it's the kickoff to Sydney Mardi Gras, the whole parade month, basically, weeks of celebrating. I'm going to say mostly gay, lesbian, some of the rest of the LGBTIQ community. We'll get onto that in a moment. But it's basically held at this really huge park in the middle of the city. And it's quite a large park. I have no idea size-wise what it is, but it's huge. And there are booths and stalls set up all over the place. There's a main stage where they have performances all day. They had a couple of DJs into the night. It went from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. And they basically, they had loose sections of booths. So they had most of the food stuff together, the sports themed things together, the community groups were together, other kind of shopping things were together. That's where we found the After Dark Intimate Wipes.
Yes.
Awesome people.
Yes, check out pictures on Facebook and Twitters.
Yep, picture on Facebook. So yeah, they were there, and it was so good to catch up with them again.
Yeah.
But it was, they're just such fun people. And everybody that came by, they're like, do you need a wipe? And it was so dusty out that day that everybody was like, yes.
So let's talk real quick about a couple of things that disappoint me.
Yes.
And some of this is general people. Now there's children crying outside of our door. And we're back.
Yes. Crying children have moved on.
Phew. This has been a crisis podcast. So where was I? So yes, I was complaining about just a couple of experience kind of mm-hmm. things about Fair Day. I should say from the start, on a scale of 1 to 10, Fair Day gets a solid 8.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. Really enjoyed it. It's well laid out. It's mm-hmm. a lot of varied stuff. And we'll talk about some of the stuff that we loved mm-hmm. about it. But, you know, walking in, there was a young lesbian behind us who was very loudly mouthing about how, like, Fair Day is great for gay lesbians because she's lesbian and very proud, and like, I'm very supportive. And then she says, it's a great place where all the gays and lesbians come, and then there's the straight tourists who are there just to like the pretty colors. So that was my first, I almost turned around and said, because it was clear who she was talking to. Mm-hmm. We weren't walking fast enough, even though we were walking the speed of the group in front of us.
We were walking the speed of the group in front, but about 10 steps before that, she made a comment about how people were walking slow.
Yes. So we were in her way.
Yes.
And I was this close to say, you know, you assume, you're already throwing stones and you live in a glass house. The last thing you need is an enemy. Mm-hmm. Let's try not to create more enemies within our own community. That kind of shit drives me crazy. And so many groups do that, you know, and it's one of those things. I had a conversation.
But she was there with friends and she was just yes. doing her loud, boisterous thing.
Absolutely. And I'm yeah. in full support of being proud and strong. Yeah. You should be proud and strong. But you also
but
shouldn't
exclude.
Attack people
yeah.
just because you assume that you know what they are. She is doing one of the things that everybody does. We assume we know somebody else's story without asking that story. We're guilty of it. Mm-hmm. Everybody's guilty of it. And what I would like to do is make a better conscious effort of not assuming I know somebody's story without asking them what their fucking story is. Mm-hmm. That was problem. And that's not a problem. But it was no. like, ugh, really? It's like right as you're walking in. We have not even crossed the threshold and you're already like,
yeah.
look, I'm trying to fight the patriarchy just as much as you are, sweetheart. You know, it's like, come on. Don't spit on me.
Yeah.
So we get in, immediately you get a pretzel. I get like the best sausage I have ever had. It was amazing.
We were hungry.
With like
yeah.
sauerkraut on it and crunchy onions and mustard and jalapenos. It was magical. Anyway. So wander around, find After Dark, who we absolutely love, and if mm-hmm. you don't love them, there's something wrong with you. Check them out.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they don't ship overseas yet.
They're working on it.
I say we're working on it. We're working on it.
No.
Look, if we could export it for them, we yeah. would. But yeah, so.
They are working on it.
They are working yeah. on it, trying to get to our wonderful friends and families in the States.
But if you're in Australia, check them out because
yes.
they're just amazing. I mean, we always have a packet with us if we're going out, and then they have little individual ones that if I'm going for a nice evening and I have my little purse, I'll just stick one or two in there to freshen up, you know, before play. It's always good.
Love
especially
it.
Especially the hot Sydney summer.
Tell me about it. Yeah.
When it's all sticky.
Well, I just love it. They gave us a pack and we were like, look, it's hot. You're going to feel nasty. If you need to wipe down, wipe down.
Yeah.
And at one point I'm in line getting a beer and I like pop it open, wipe myself down. And somebody's like, oh, what's that? It's like, these are After Dark Intimate Wipes.
Let me give you the commercial.
I gave the dude in front of us, or in front of me, you were in the bathroom. I gave the dude in front of me one, and he yeah. was like, oh my God, these are great. And I'm like, well, they're 100% bamboo.
They're at booth 50 if you're looking
yeah,
for them.
Yeah, like they're right over there. It was great.
Yeah.
So that was fun. You know, wandering around the booths, it was really cool to see mm-hmm. all of the different booths. Mm-hmm. We saw a couple of people that we ran into at the Queer Erotic Festival.
Yep.
Which, did we even talk about that? Have we talked about that?
I thought we did last week.
Okay, so if we haven't talked about it, we did it. Anyway.
We'll go back and find out, and if we haven't, we'll do it. I'm pretty sure we did.
So that was fun to see him again. And just the Femme Guild were there. You mm-hmm. got to talk to them. That was cool. I love the fact that Royal Caribbean, I'm sorry, not Royal Caribbean, Celebrity Cruise Lines and P&O. Of course, you've got this giant park full of booths, and these two poor fuckers are right next to each other. Now, I understand they're trying to group it all together. They're
putting like and like together, yeah.
But it was like the only two cruise companies, and they're direct competition.
I didn't put a lot together. I didn't pay a lot of attention to P&O because Celebrity was really pushing their gay cruises.
Yes.
And I don't know if P&O had something or not, but if so, it wasn't as obvious. Because we went right up to Celebrity and looked at that. And again, we walked up, and the two people behind the booth, there were two guys, and they were talking to each other. They looked over at us, turned back, and started talking to each other again. It was like, but I actually have questions. Just because we're not two guys doesn't mean I'm not interested and don't have questions about this.
Don't assume that we're not, you know, my money's good here too. No. But, you know, it is one of those things that it was so that I maybe later when we walked up to them as well, they were talking to a customer, potential customer, and they're talking about their gay cruises. And then he looked over, saw us, and went, well, on this one, there are straight people as well. I'm like, really? I mean, I get it. I totally get it. But it just, it goes back to the whole buy invisibility and buy erasure.
Because you would gladly go on one with a male partner,
absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. I can see me and the gentleman going on a 3 or 5 day cruise. I would love that.
Yeah.
You know, don't assume. That's, and I know I keep coming back to that, but that's the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so frustrating to feel like you're not part of a community.
Yeah.
And Fair Day is supposed to be about the community, the LGBT community.
LGBTQI,
yes,
everybody.
Everybody is supposed to be included. And it was clearly, that it goes back to one of my other sort of, it's not a gripe, but it's just more of a comment, is that 80% of the booths were gay.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have said maybe 18% of the remaining booths were lesbian,
mm-hmm.
and then 2% of the booths were trans.
Everything else.
Yeah. And you know, I'm even saying for the trans community,
there wasn't much.
There's not enough for you.
No.
There was nothing for the bisexual community.
No.
And the places that had t-shirts would
have. There was an asexual booth I saw.
I did see an asexual booth.
Yes.
That's correct.
But it was very. And I understand that it was founded on the gay and lesbian push. So it is very gay and lesbian heavy, but that doesn't mean that you should forget about the other groups out there.
The largest community in your in your umbrella.
Yeah.
You know, and we've got the numbers to support that 52% of the LGBT community are bisexuals. You know, there's, and it's really frustrating to be excluded like that. Again, I get it, but it's just.
Well, it was even interesting in, like, some of the booths that had t-shirts.
Yes.
They were all gay, lesbian, and maybe a few queer
targeted.
There was
a few that say queer, which is fine. I would box myself in the queer.
I'll accept that.
Yeah.
But then one of the booths, they had some really pretty jewelry. And
so
we went and looked at that. We're like, oh, this is really nice. But it was all, again, gay and lesbian. And, like, there was a pair of earrings that if it had been, like, if there had been, like, a male, female or something, you know, just something a little different than just the two female symbols or two males or whatever, like, that could be really cool.
Yeah.
But they, that was all they had. And I don't know if they have more elsewhere, but that's all they had there.
That's all they brought.
Yeah, that's all that was represented.
It's just, it's frustrating to be excluded. And,
you
know, and I know this is talking about a community. I feel like because the community has been excluded, they should make a greater effort to prevent that exclusion.
Mm.
And I don't feel like that was present for the Fair Day.
Mm.
I'm looking forward to seeing the Mardi Gras parade because I know that we've seen bisexual floats in the past, you know, and there's not a bunch of them. But for me, honestly, I think the last Mardi Gras parade we saw was 107 floats.
Mm.
One of them was bisexual.
That, yeah.
That's fine. You know, for me, okay.
At least something.
That's a representation.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
So I would like to see a greater effort put out by the community to support all of their community.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not going to do it, let's call it the LGT.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
But like you said, even the trans was very minimal, and I was really surprised by that.
Yeah.
Especially here. So
yeah, because we saw, and I can remember three individuals who were wearing trans flags as capes.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah.
But that also means that you're underrepresented.
Yeah.
You need to be ugh.
Yeah.
So.
So it was good. It was a lot of fun. But
it was a blast.
It was a bit noticeable what was missing. And one of our friends and Twitter followers, you know, she made the comment, she's very much on the lesbian side of things, and she made the comment that, you know, now her eyes are a little more open to it, and she noticed that it was missing as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe she may not have before. That's kind of, I read between the lines there that maybe she didn't before.
Yeah.
But that she noticed the exclusivity, if we can use that word, as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, people see it, which is good, because then maybe we can do something about it next time.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe next year we need to open up a booth.
We'll just have our own booth, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how much that costs. We'll have to work on that.
I don't know what we would put in it, other than you and me.
No. Like, yay, bye, people.
Yeah. I'd sell stickers, t-shirts.
Yeah, we can get some swag and
we'll put do it something.
Out there. Yeah.
Anything. Yeah. Just bisexual just to awareness.
At least have it out there, yeah.
So
perhaps we can partner with somebody to do that.
Anybody out there want to partner with us, we'll do all the legwork. We just need ideas and merch. So,
yeah
it was, but really, it was a lot of fun.
It was really fun.
I really, really enjoyed it.
And there were, you know, as far as the, like I said, there were a lot of sports things. There was a lot of community groups that were out.
It's great.
There were, you know, leather good peoples. There were some kink stuff. There were, you know, t-shirts and
ponies.
Dresses. There were, oh my God, the ponies were amazing. I know Mardi Gras put up a picture on their Twitter of them, but there were these two, I don't know, people, I don't know if they're guys,
one
gals.
One was definitely male, okay. Because I heard him speak.
Okay. But there were two people that were, well, there were three ultimately, but there were two that were in the full black bodysuit things. I don't know what you call them, like the body.
No idea. They were full ponies.
Yeah. And they had hooves on their hands. They had boots, but hooves on their feet as well. They had the mask. They had like a full mane, a full tail. All of it was black.
It was gorgeous.
Just beautiful.
Solid, shiny
black. And
one
of them was even kind of plopping along like a horse would walk. And yeah, just so good.
Yeah,
and
it was fantastic.
Beautiful.
Beautiful
yeah.
to see them. And I loved seeing them there.
Mm-hmm.
I was sort of disappointed that there were no pups. That we saw a pup with them.
Yes.
But there was no booth for pups.
Right,
So, because I would have totally talked to them because I would love to sort of find my way into that community.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah. It was fun. It was great people watching.
It was a good day.
Yeah.
I know I complain about it, but I really enjoyed it. I just really expect more of our community.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's my lacking, my fault that I'm expecting too much, but yeah.
Yeah.
And then last night, Sunday night, we were back at the Hit Studios recording.
Dawns with Lakey.
Dawns with Lakey.
Yeah.
You can catch us Monday mornings on Dawns with Lakey Australia-wide on the Hit Network. Lakey is on every weekday
Monday
night.
Monday through Friday.
From midnight to 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And every Monday we're there. We have our own catch song
we have
now,
an intro
song.
Now.
Yeah, it's like badass. I'm like, this is great.
Yeah.
So excited. So, yes, catch us on there. And recently we were on Hit the Border doing their morning show, Riley, Rose, and Seamus.
Yep, they're out of Albury.
Out of Albury. We were interviewed for them.
Yep.
One day. Oh, it was Valentine's Day.
It was Valentine's Day.
So that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting our radio on.
Yeah.
I love recording in the studio. I think that is probably one of my favorite things ever, just because I've always wanted to be in a radio studio recording.
Uh-huh.
And we've done this now, we've been doing it for 6 weeks.
Something like that.
And it's fucking badass.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's fun to get in and go in there and, yeah.
Yeah.
Just see what happens.
Any other comments on the weekend?
No. Is that enough?
We need to do more stuff over the weekend. I feel like our weekends.
There's a little bit of downtime there.
Yeah, I mean, we have time sleeping.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that for?
We had time to sit down and eat pizza. I mean, come on.
I know, inconceivable. So, yeah. In fact, wow, speak of the devil, we just got an email from Dawns with Lakey.
That's funny.
So, mute that, and let's move on to the question of the week.
Oof, all right, what is it?
I like this. This is one of those challenges.
Oh, God.
Because I feel like whatever the answer is, we can beat it.
All right.
How many times have you had sex in a single day? All right, let's make some ground rules here.
No masturbation.
Masturbation doesn't count.
Nope.
Does oral play count?
Mm-hmm.
It does count. Okay, mm-hmm. So we're calling that sex. So it doesn't have to be penis and vagina, penis and anus sex. Okay, so any kind of penile, penetrative, or vaginal sex.
Yep.
All right.
What's your answer?
13.
Would you like to elaborate?
So I'm trying to, so that number
But do you count individual sessions, or do you count, like if you do oral and then, like, penetrative and back
I'm
not, to oral?
No, it was, no. I'm counting orgasms.
Sessions. Oh, orgasms. Ooh.
Well, you can't count orgasms because I'm looking at you hard
sessions.
And you orgasm.
Well, I was thinking sex
but
sessions.
Like last night, mm-hmm. let's talk, it was like, we came back from the radio station, and what did we do? You went down on me,
mm-hmm.
And I was like, let's actually have sex, and you were like, no, wrong, wrong, wrong. And I'm like, okay. And then I came,
mm-hmm.
and then you were like, I'm going to see if I can squirt.
I wanted to squirt.
You get the toy out, and that was so arousing that I never lost my erection, and then I was like, let's have sex again.
Yeah.
So I rolled you over, mm-hmm. and there we went. So, for me, I would count that as two.
Yeah.
Because there was enough time in between.
Right.
For me.
But again, that's, okay, yeah.
That's not one sex session.
Right.
For me. I wouldn't count that as one sex.
Right.
I wouldn't count that as one sex. I don't know, but that strikes me funny. So I can remember a time at some point in our relationship, and I don't
I'm pretty sure I can tell you when. But
when
go
was
ahead.
It?
Go ahead and we'll see if it's what I'm thinking of.
So it one of the I'm thinking the first time I went to Australia, we had a lot of sex the night before I left.
Mm-hmm. But that wasn't
the day before I left.
That's not what I'm thinking of.
So when are you thinking?
Cruise ship. When we went on the cruise, there was one day from afternoon into the evening that we had sex 7 times.
Okay, so
and then there was through to the next morning. And so I guess it depends on how you define like a 24-hour period
midnight
to
it.
Midnight
because
or what.
I remember us saying, let's see how many times we can do it.
Yeah.
And it was 13. We got to 13.
Because I know it was 7 just from afternoon to night to bedtime. And then I don't know about the next morning, you know, like in a 24-hour time period.
And so that was our goal was a 24-hour period.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. It was lunch to lunch.
Mm.
Because we even woke up in the middle of the night. And
oh,
had
yeah.
sex.
Oh, yeah.
Just because, you know, why not?
That's what you do.
Cruise ship. Hashtag cruise ship.
what else are you doing?
By the way, folks, we're going on a cruise in like 4 weeks. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
Anyway, 3.5 weeks. Holy shit. That's before you know it, we're going to be packing.
Coming up in March.
That'd
yeah.
be great. So we will definitely podcast from the cruise ship.
Oh, yeah.
So
maybe we should do that challenge again. See if we can beat it.
See if we can beat it. Yeah. I would love to hit 15. 15 sounds like a magic number.
I think we can do that.
24 would be amazing. Once an hour for a day. I'm not even sure. I think my penis would fall off, but I'm willing to give it a go.
I think anybody out there who's listening, let us know what your max is.
I would love to know what people's highest number is.
Yeah.
So
and it doesn't have to be like double digits.
No.
You know? Yeah. Just curious.
Literally, we decided
Maybe
to
we need
attack
to put
it like it was our job.
Yeah. We should put a Twitter poll up and just see.
See how many. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I can.
Anyway,
I can
but yeah, anybody out there who wants to let us know, I'm always curious.
So is that your highest as well?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yay. I'm the best.
We maxed out together.
We maxed out together. I love it. 13.
Mm.
That number, like, literally, I knew it was important because it came to me, like, instantly as soon as I read the question. It's like, oh, yeah, it's 13. I know that.
Yeah.
And
I remember,
I was like, how do I know that?
Well, I remember it was 7 times from, like, the afternoon till we went to bed that night. Because you even commented on it about saying that you'd never had sex that many times before, like, you know, in a period of time, a short period of time.
And then I know we had sex in the middle of the night. We mm-hmm. both woke up. And then,
and of course, morning sex.
And then we had morning sex. And then
and
I think it was
after breakfast. Yeah.
And I think it was like, at one point, it was like, you want to just do it 2 more times and see if we can get 13?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So, yeah. What we need to do is.
It's good to have life goals.
It is good to have life goals. We need to, on this coming cruise, we need to start at like 8 o'clock in the morning, see how many times we can go during the day, hopefully wake up during the night, and then just set the alarm for like 7:30 just to, you know. It's all
that
about,
sounds like work, babe.
It's like the Olympics training. You train for the Olympics.
That sounds like work.
Yeah, but
I want it to be like fun, not like, oh, gotta do this again.
I want to be like fun too, but I also want to, you know, we have goals, woman.
All right, fine.
Like, actually, I'm getting a little ready right now if you want to close out this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
It's probably about time.
Just be fast.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
It says it has to be fast. We got time.
Well, yeah, but then we're going to go to for a walk around the neighborhood, and then we'll come back and have relaxing sex.
Okay.
So find us on the interwebs, www.bythebye.com.au, on anywhere you can find podcasts. I mean, you found us here, so
and we're going to keep... And now Spotify and iHeartRadio as well.
Now Spotify and iHeartRadio, which I'm totally stoked about. You can find us on Twitter at By the By Podcast, Facebook, By the By Podcast, and that is also our Instagram account. And then email us, theatomsoflove@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and hopefully we'll see you at Pendulum Party.
Yeah.
Swing on over.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.